Hey, this is Scott, and you're listening to What Was That Like? New episodes with guests telling their amazing stories are every other Friday, but today we have the Tuesday question. In the podcast Facebook group, we have a new thought-provoking question every Tuesday, and it generates some really interesting and sometimes deep discussions. We'd love to have you join us. Just go to whatwasthatlike.com/Facebook. But if you're not in that group, we bring it to you here in a short episode every Tuesday. We dig into the group archives and find one of the past Tuesday questions that we've discussed. Then Meredith and I answer that question, and we talk about some of the answers that came from other listeners. And if you love this one, wait till you see what we have for you next Tuesday. Hey, it's Scott, and guess what? You're about to hear an ad. And that's both good and bad. It's good because ads are what make it possible for me to keep bringing you these episodes. And it's bad because, well, maybe you don't like listening to ads, and I get that. And the good news is, you don't have to. When you sign up to support the show, you get every single episode without any ads. Plus, you get all the bonus episodes. Yeah, did you know there are actually bonus episodes? And you can try it all for free just to see what it's like. If you're on an iPhone, just go to the What Was That Like podcast, and at the top, click on Try Free, and you're in. On Android, just go to whatwasthatlike.com/plus and try it out completely free. Once you've had the ad-free experience, you'll see why hundreds of other listeners are already doing it. But for now, here's another ad, and then on with today's episode.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Here we are asking... You get to have lunch with any living celebrity. Who do you choose?
Mm-hmm.
I think when this came up, I was the only person that chose this celebrity, if I recall correctly. You know, a lot of people said Dolly Parton, Tom Hanks, Michelle Obama. Those are all very common answers. But my answer is Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, yes. That's a great answer.
I love that guy. And not just because he's a vegan and animal rights activist. I mean, that's great. I love that part of him. But have you seen The Joker?
I have.
Oh, man. You know, when that came out, before I saw it, it was in the theater and everybody was talking about how dark it is and it's kind of depressing. That's the kind of movie I love. So I thought, okay, I am absolutely going to go see that in the theater. And I actually saw it twice because I just love his performance in that.
Yeah.
It's just, actors in general, really good actors, it always amazes me how they can commit to the character. And I mean, if I were acting, I would be self-conscious of, are people thinking that I'm a good actor right now?
Right.
Which kind of blows the whole thing, you know, that's what messes up your acting. But he's just so talented and I really like him. So, yeah.
What would you talk to him about?
I would probably do some research before that lunch and have a few questions ready. But I'd have to think about what would I ask him about?
It's always the opening line that's the toughest.
Yes, it is. Do you remember Chris Farley used to play a character on Saturday Night Live where he would interview a celebrity and it was the worst interview ever? You got to look, if anybody's listening, look up some of these YouTube clips. Like he was interviewing somebody, I don't know, Mel Gibson or something. And he would say, you remember that movie you were in and you were riding that motorcycle and then you shot that guy? And Mel Gibson would say, yeah. And he'd say, that was great. And all of his questions were like that. Like, didn't go anywhere. There's no discussion or anything. And he can pull that off, you know. But that's how I would kind of feel trying to come up with some good questions for Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah. That's funny. I'm going to have to look that up. I was so split on this answer because it was so hard to like pick one. And so I didn't. But I'll tell you, the first person that came to mind was Jennifer Lawrence, because she is so not serious. And I feel like when I imagine lunch with Jennifer Lawrence, we would be like the bad kids at the table. You know, I can imagine us going to a fancy restaurant and then making a bit out of it and like shoving stuff up our nose and talking in funny accents and seeing who would break character first. I just feel like it's a lot of fun. But
it does sound like fun. I would like to watch that.
Yeah. And then the other one, this is so opposite and so revealing that these are my two choices. This is so revealing of the polarity within me. David Attenborough. Do you know who that is?
He's the one that does the voiceover for all the nature documentaries and things like
that. Yes. The very old British man. I would want David Attenborough at lunch so he could just narrate my day. He would be like, oh, the Midwestern girl with southern roots walks around her yard looking for lizards to feed in this early spring weather. Like, I just want him to narrate my life.
That was really good.
That's the best I got. So I'm glad it didn't come off like Australian. So oh man,
they're very similar.
Yeah, and I like Dolly Parton, Tom Hanks, and Michelle Obama too. I think those are great ones. I understand like what I would talk about with Dolly and Tom Hanks. I've heard is just super cool, chill to talk to, and I have so much respect for Michelle Obama. However, the part of me that is like the Jennifer Lawrence part would want to hang out with Michelle Obama unhinged, like no cameras, no anything recording. You know, she was always so put together and so well spoken and elegant, and she would talk about nutrition and being active and healthy lifestyles. Therefore, I would just love to like smoke a lot of weed with her and then get the munchies and binge on brownies or something and potato chips and just get to know that Michelle.
I'll bet she has a fun side for sure.
Oh, I'm not saying she's not fun. I'm just saying it would be fun to get unhinged with her, unrecorded, and just like have a giggle fest. It would be a blast.
Yeah, have a food fight.
Oh, there you go. Wow, just took it to the next level. Have a food fight. Yeah.
One of the listeners said, Dave Grohl, such an amazing human. And actually, many people gave that answer. And for people who don't know, he's the lead singer for Foo Fighters. And interesting little tidbit, there's someone that I want to have on my podcast. And that is someone who has been to a Foo Fighters concert and has been invited up on stage to play an instrument, play the guitar for one of their songs. Because Dave Grohl does that.
Really?
You look it up on YouTube, look up Dave Grohl Kiss Guy, because there's a guy in the audience, painted his face like Kiss, like Gene Simmons, or I don't know which one it was, but he was holding a sign, and the sign said, "Can I play Monkey Wrench?" And of course, Dave Grohl sees this sign the whole time. And finally, he addresses it. He says, "Do you really know how to play? Do you want to come up?" And he had him come up, and he played. And he was really good, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's an amazing video. And so if that has ever happened to someone, I want to talk to you because I want to hear about that experience.
I mean, I want to just hang out with that person because that is some confidence. You know what I mean? Like, I want to have Bubba Watson on my podcast. He lives here. He lives 20 minutes from me. And he is a top performer in golf, but he also has anxiety. And like, he doesn't like when people touch him, but he's also real silly. I love people that have high contrast, you know, like, oh, if you're an athlete and a top performer, you probably don't have anxiety, but that's not how humans work. And so I love when there's one person that has a bunch of things about them that look like they don't go together. And so I would love to have him on to talk about being an anxious performer. The point that I'm getting to is I was at a charity event 2 years ago and he was there and I could have gone up to him and been like, hey, blah, 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 blah. But I froze. I didn't know what to say or do. And so if someone has the confidence to go to a concert and hold up a sign that says, I'm good at this, let me do it. And then they get up and do it and they don't flub it. I'm like, man, you have like nerves of steel, because I couldn't even go up to Bubba Watson and say, hey, man, I'd love to have you on my podcast. You know, I just felt so goobery. I have since figured out what I will say when I see him again. I've thought of the icebreaker, because that's what I needed. I needed a line, you know,
right.
to
something to get your foot in the door.
Yeah. Yeah. So
you've already thought about this. And if he lives there, obviously you're going to run into him at some point again.
Not really. I don't golf. And so I don't even want to talk about golf, really. I want to talk about sports psychology. Mm. And so actually I'm hoping that, because I don't want to talk about the thing that everyone wants to talk about with him, I'm hoping that that'll set me apart.
Ah. Speaking of that, have you ever had a celebrity on your show already?
I've had people who are famous in their respective circles. Nina Teicholz in the nutrition world, she's very well known. But the person that's probably most well known to Floridians is Mike Boylan of Mike's Weather Page. He came on the show early on before he had like a million followers. He was like right under a million. And he was the nicest guy. And we talked about how he was just an armchair
actor. Don't tell me you talked about the weather.
we did a little bit. He was really nervous. He did a great job, but he was quite buttoned up, because if you follow his page at all, you know that he's pretty loose, right? And he was quite buttoned up for the interview, but he ended up using, if you go to his page, he has a trailer that he plays. That's like what we would do in acting. We call you make a reel. He made like a reel, and I'm on the reel because he liked my intro so much, which was really cool.
Wow.
But he was great to talk with.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the only person I've ever interviewed, 200 and something interviews. That was the person my husband was like, oh my gosh, you're talking to Mike. I'm like, really? Of all the really?
He's always famous during hurricane season.
Exactly.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
What about you? Have you had a famous person on your show?
The only famous person I've really had on is William Hung, because he was at a podcast conference and he and I actually were in the same room and hearing someone speak. And the speaker went around and asked a few people, hey, what's your podcast about? And I mentioned what mine's about. I talked to people who've been through really crazy things. And afterward, William Hung walked up to me and said, hi, I'm William Hung. I was on American Idol, and I think that might be a good story for your podcast, as if he needs to tell me who he is. I mean, he's extremely recognizable.
Yeah.
I knew exactly who he was. But yeah, he came on and he talked about that whole story of being globally humiliated because of his performance on American Idol. But he was able to exploit that. And what really blows me away about him is that he seems to have no fear of rejection at all, which, you know, that's what inhibits some people from taking action. And it's like it's not even part of his psyche to consider, what if they reject me? He just goes and does it. He got an actual album that he produced after that. And then he was a professional poker player for a while. And he's written a book, and it was really interesting.
I need to listen to that one. I was at that conference too. And it's like I have the opposite reaction. I was sitting with him in the VIP lounge or something, and it was just like him, and there was like a couple people and me, and we kind of made eye contact a couple times, because I was like, oh, that's the She Bangs guy. But I don't know. I am so weird. I don't want to meet people just because they're a celebrity. So it's like I don't know if you can relate to the part of a person that if everyone's doing something, they want to do the opposite. That's me. So if I'm like, I see a celebrity and everyone's like, oh my gosh, can we get a selfie? I will like, no, now I'm going to ignore that person for the rest of my life. So stubborn that way. So it's like it made me...
Which doesn't benefit either one of you.
No, it's silly. It's not logical whatsoever. But okay, so somebody else said that they would want to have lunch with Keanu Reeves. They said not so much about his movies, although I love both Much Ado About Nothing and The Lake House, but because I've heard so much about his generosity, kindness, and heartbreak. I feel like what we're not saying here is that he's hot. So that's really sweet, ma'am, about his heartache and generosity and kindness. But also, like, he's not what we call ugly. So in our last episode, Scott, you disclosed that you're not able to tell if a guy is ugly or if he's a 10. Keanu is, he's up there. So now you,
he's up there.
Okay. Yeah, he's up there. So
good. I will have to take your word for it.
Yeah, take my word for it for sure.
I would probably pick him as well. So Joaquin and Keanu and myself, we would have a lunch.
Yes, you would.
Someone else said Steve Carell.
Yes, I love this.
Michael Scott from The Office. Yes. And oh, yeah, I could do that too.
Okay, Steve Carell with Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay.
And me.
Yeah.
I would want to be
that
there.
We would all get kicked out of that restaurant probably.
If we really wanted to take it to the next level and make our shenanigans musical, then we'll bring in Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. He is multi-talented, for sure. Steve Carell, I mean, everyone that listens to my podcast knows I'm a huge fan of The Office just because I like that really awkward humor. And he was so good at that. But the funny thing is when you're known to be funny, like if you met Jim Carrey, just ran into him, I think the worst thing that someone can say to them is, hey, do something funny, you know, like they're a wind-up toy or something. It just has to come naturally. But Steve Carell just seems, I mean, he's not just funny. He's a really nice guy. And he was in that other, a really serious movie. Did you see that? He was held hostage. I think that's what it was called, The Hostage. It was a 6-part or 8-part series.
Yes, based on a true story.
Hulu or something. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, I think so. I hope your listeners will correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm that person when we talk about a movie, don't ever have me on your trivia team for movies, because this is me. Hey, you remember the movie with the people and they were at that place and they did that thing together? It was amazing. Like, that's me describing a movie. So I probably have misattributed The Hostage and what I have in my mind, but he is a pretty talented actor for sure.
And I just looked it up. It's not called The Hostage. It's called The Patient.
The Patient.
And it's really good.
Okay, no, haven't seen that one.
Highly recommended. Who else do you like on this list?
I do like Larry David because my husband loves Larry David. And because this is what Garrett is, my husband, last night we determined that Larry David is my husband's spirit animal. Because up until recently, my husband would kind of get into these grouchy modes, and I would call them old man moments, and he would just be like, "I'm not kids these days," and he would like complain about stuff, and that's obviously the whole Curb Your Enthusiasm show is Larry David being disgruntled. But one time, someone did call me a good middler. And I now know what that means.
What does it mean?
Well, it's from an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm where everyone's gathering for dinner and the person in the middle of the table influences the conversation at the whole table. And the wrong person was sitting in the middle and it killed the conversation of the whole dinner. And so Larry made the person in the middle get up and move to the end. And he sat in the middle and he said, let me show you how I do this. And then he proceeded to get everyone to talk about something, and it was really lively conversation. And then he sat back in his chair looking really satisfied and said, see, that's how you middle. And at Thanksgiving, my brother-in-law was like, hey, let's put Meredith in the middle. She's a good middler. And they had to explain what that meant. And then 2 days ago, I watched that episode. So now I know what that means.
I've got to watch that one.
You'd be a good middler, I think. I think you would be a good middler.
I'd have to think about that.
Okay.
I don't know if I would or not, but I love how Larry David takes random situations and observes the humor in it and is able to make something from it. And there is another A-list celebrity that I want to have on my podcast.
Who?
I'm sure it'll never happen. But when you mentioned when you go up to someone like an athlete, you don't want to talk about their sport because that's what everybody talks about. Well, Sandra Bullock was in the news at one point because someone had broken into her house and she called 911 from the closet. And I've heard that recording. And that's the kind of story I do on my show. And so I'm kind of giving away a secret here if it ever happens, but I would have her on my show and not talk at all about acting or Hollywood or anything. This is just Sandra, first name only. Tell us about that time that someone broke into your house. And then we'd play that 911 call. And then at the very end, I would say, and I understand, you know, you've been in some movies or something like that. That's great. I hope that works out for you. But I'm sure what would happen is someone, probably a lot of people would recognize her voice and it would come out and you can see I've got this whole thing planned out in my head.
Love
that
it.
Probably is never going to happen. But on the other hand, it was pretty traumatic for her. She might not even want to talk about it.
Well, yeah, you never know what is going to be cathartic for one person could be traumatizing for another. But you never know when asked who will say yes to an opportunity.
I will look forward to that day for sure.
All right. Until next time.
If you want to check out the current Tuesday question that everyone's discussing, head over to whatwasthatlike.com/Facebook and join the conversation. And make sure you're subscribed to What Was That Like. Every other Friday, we talk to some regular person who's been through something extremely unusual. We've had guests come on and talk about animal attacks, mass shootings, plane crashes, and getting a deal on Shark Tank. More than 160 episodes to binge. Just search any podcast app for What Was That Like. Big thanks, as always, to my co-host and producer, Meredith, for putting this episode together. You know she has her own podcast, right? It's called Meredith for Real, The Curious Introvert. And I can tell you she's definitely curious because she and her guests a lot of times have conversations about things you don't normally hear talked about. I'm Scott Johnson. See you next time. Hey, this is Scott. Did you know we offer a premium feed of this show that is completely ad-free and there are bonus episodes? Go to whatwasthatlike.com/plus or just click the link in the show notes of any episode to learn more and to sign up. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you can sign up right there in the app by clicking Try Free at the top of the episode list. And I hope to see you in the premium feed soon.